بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with the incident of Nabi Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned how his people argued with him, opposed him, when he pointed out to them the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah mentioned a few of His bounties, His favors that He had bestowed upon Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which we read in the last verse yesterday. وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. The first blessing, the first bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about is that we had granted Ibrahim a conclusive argument to use against his people. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to very effectively argue against his people and prove the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. And then secondly, Allah mentions, نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ, that we raise in rank whomsoever we wish. In other words, we give Ibrahim alayhi salam a very lofty position, lofty status. Elsewhere in the Quran it's mentioned, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, that we left Ibrahim alayhi salam with a good legacy in this world, so that not only will the Muslim respect and have reverence for him, but even the Ahl Kitab, the Jews, Christians, and to an extent even the Mushrikeen of Makkah held Ibrahim alayhi salam in high esteem. So we raised him to a very lofty position and status. And now in today's verse, continuing with the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, Allah now mentions that we favored him and blessed him with a righteous progeny. And what does this mean is that we created Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in his direct and indirect progeny. So وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. Allah says we blessed him, or we gifted to him Ishaq, who was his son. We know Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, one is the famous son who is Ismail alayhi salam. But here Allah speaks about his other son Ishaq and Ya'qub. We then blessed him with Ya'qub, who was his grandson, the son of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. So his son and his grandson were Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Kullan hadayna, Allah says we guided all of them. In other words, we guided them to nubuwat, to prophethood. Wa nuhan hadayna min qabl. And then another bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is that not only did we create Anbiya in his progeny, but we made him from the progeny of Anbiya. In other words, his ascendants or his forefathers were also Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah speaks about Nabi Nuh, that we had given hidayat, guidance to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam before Ibrahim. So he came from a family of Anbiya, and within his family and progeny there were Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 12 Anbiya, or rather 14 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that all came from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So various names have been mentioned. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِهِ, Allah says from his progeny, was Dawood, Sulaiman, Ayyub, Yusuf, Musa, Harun alayhim as-salatu wassalam. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah says this is how we recompense and reward those who do good. وَزَكَرِيَّا وَيَحْيَا وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسَ, four more Anbiya mentioned. كُلُّم مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, all of them were righteous, all of them were devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَالْيَسَعَ وَيُونُسَ وَلُوطَ, Ismail, Al-Yasa, Yunus, and Lut alayhim salatu wasalam, kullan faddalna ala al-alamin. Allah says we gave all of these individuals, all of these Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, virtue over the rest of the world. In other words, we made them the best of our creation. And from this, Mufassirin explain that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam supersede every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are superior to the malaika, to the angels, to any wali, any pious person. The Anbiya hold the highest rank from amongst the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these names have been mentioned. Imam Razi rahimahullah, the great commentator of Quran, mentions that these names that were recorded amongst the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we can see this is not in chronological order. They have not been mentioned in order of how they came into this world. So he says there is another sequence that Allah is following in this verse, and that is the category that each Nabi belonged to. If we take the first one, or the first two that were mentioned, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِهِ دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ, Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salatu wasalam, these Anbiya were known for having a very large kingdom. They ruled over large portions of land, and they had many people under their rulership and control. Then Allah mentions Ayyub alayhi salam next. He was known as that Nabi who underwent a great amount of trials, tribulations, difficulty. We know his incident, how sickness came to him, he lost his family, etc. Then Allah mentions Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, who was the great grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi Yusuf brought together these two attributes. He had kingdom, and he also underwent great calamity and trials in his life. Then Allah mentions Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu wasalam. These anbiya were known for the extraordinary miracles that Allah had blessed them with. We know Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the staff, the stick that Allah had given to him, and how he used this in the court of Fir'aun against the magicians, etc. So him and Nabi Harun were known for this. Then the next four, Zakariya, Yahya, Isa, Ilyas, these anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam were well known for renouncing the world. They would devote themselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very, very dedicated in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, the last four, Ismail, Al-Yasa', Yunus, and Lut alayhim as-salatu wasalam, these anbiya are known not to have very large large group of followers. Lut alayhi salam, for example, we know that his entire nation was destroyed because of the activities that they were involved in. So he also did not have a very large following to remain behind after him. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the other son of Nabi Ibrahim, so we know from his progeny, there was just one Nabi that came, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unlike Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was mentioned earlier, where all of these anbiya had come from his progeny. So this was the sequence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. But nevertheless, again, the overall point that is being proven is that we had blessed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In his progeny, we had all of these anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that had come. And then Allah says, وَمِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ وَإِخْوَانِهِمْ, that together with blessing him with these individuals in his progeny, they're from their forefathers and their progenies and their siblings also. There were other anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam whose names are not recorded here. وَاجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ, Allah says, we selected them, we chose them. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and we guided them to the straight path. So this is regarding the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this, of course, is very apt in the season that we are going through right now, the Mawsim, the season of Hajj, where we know the entire legacy of Hajj goes back to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Tabari rahimahullah has mentioned, and this is something that is famously spoken about and known, is that every person till Qiyamah who will go for Hajj, who will be fortunate enough to go for Hajj, this is on the back of the call of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When he built the house of Allah, the Kaaba, and Allah had told him, أَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ, that now announce amongst the people that they should come and visit this house of mine. Then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made this announcement, and Allah's promise was that I will take this announcement to the world. They will hear it, they will learn of it, they will come to know of it, and they will then come one by one and visit my house. He says, every person who goes for Hajj, it is on the back of this call of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding.